You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're located in the Peerless AV booth. That's booth number 3429. If you're in Orlando, please come by and check us out. I'm joined right now by Chris Bianche, who is the president of Herman Integration Services. Chris, appreciate you joining us.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Fantastic. So for people who aren't familiar with Herman Integration Services, you were giving me the lowdown a few minutes ago. Tell us all about it.
Okay. So Herman Integration Services is a business we started about 7 years ago. What we're doing is we're providing labor to the AV industry to help them with projects. So if integrators are in need of, you know, additional, whether it's technicians or guys to commission systems, programmers, engineering, CAD, we offer all of those services from Herman Integration Services. And we're a nationwide footprint. So we have folks in about 30 different major cities around the U.S. So, like I said, we've been doing this now for 7 years. We're working with about 500 to 600 integrators, and that's pretty much the, in a nutshell, where we've been, you know, providing our services.
Very nice. And do you guys focus on only big projects, or do you do little projects? Do you break apart into granular pieces? What all?
Yeah, so we pretty much go anywhere that somebody has green money. So that's what we've kind of found our business to be.
Follow the dollar.
Yeah, follow the dollars. No, but we, you know, we get, you know, hired by companies where they just need, you know, a couple guys to go out and hang a display for a day. We're, you know, we do that kind of work, and then we get involved with projects that last months and even years. So it really, it just depends on what the need is that the customer has. But you know, we've got, you know, folks that are planning, you know, us out 6 months in advance, they know they got a big project, they know they need to have staffing, and they're on the front end of it. And then we get the, you know, Friday afternoon, what are we going to do Monday? Call Herman. Hopefully they got a few guys available and we can do that as well.
And now, where are you guys located at? It looks like Tampa, Florida on your card. But so I'm at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. If I needed a display hung tomorrow, could you help me out?
Yeah. So fortunately, we do have folks in Raleigh, so we can deploy.
Even cooler.
Them. Yeah, you picked a good city. Not in every city. But, you know, most major technology hubs, big cities, you know, we have staff in those areas. And then we do have what we call our Herman Tech Crew, which is a network of guys that we've developed over the last several years that can do the basics, hanging displays, pulling cable, things of that nature. And we have those in almost every market around the U.S. So there's about 300 guys and gals that we've, you know, that we contract for that type of work. But most major projects that we're going to do, we're going to have our own in-house, you know, lead technicians on that. We've got about 120 technicians that work for the company as W-2 employees. So we'll deploy, you know, one or two or three, whatever, you know, the project requires. And then we'll fill in with our Herman Tech Crew, which allows us to, you know, round out a project and bring in the necessary labor that we need to complete the project.
Very nice. So here at Infocom, do you guys have any particular announcements that you're making?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked that. So one of the other pieces of our business has been service. A lot of integrators we find, you know, have customers all over the country, and they're working with many different companies to find the ability to get a service call done. And usually, you know, those are, you know, needed within, you know, a couple of days or whenever the customer has a room available. So we came out a couple of years ago with a product called our Flex Plan, which allowed customers to buy hours of service from us ahead of time. So you could buy 100 or 250 or 500 hours ahead of time. And then instead of having to go through the whole PO process and then setting up a job and then talking to our service department and then us sending you a report and then getting a you know, an invoice at the end of the day, all for, you know, a $400 service call.
Right.
We streamlined it where you buy the hours ahead of time and you just call our service department, place the
service
call.
Got you on retainer.
Yeah, got on retainer is basically what it is. And we're able to take care of it. So the big announcement this year is what we call flexibility. We actually have built our own custom portal for our Flex Plan. So now you're able to launch your service tickets, see, you know, the hours that you're using, how many hours you have left on the program. You can pull reports down on usage and things of that nature. But best of all is that you also kept in the loop. So you can submit your ticket online. Once we assign it to somebody, you get an email that it's been assigned. When our technician shows up on site, you get an email that he's on site when he leaves, when you get your field report, and then when we close out the service call. Kind of like Amazon, but much smaller because we don't really have their dollars. But at the end of the day, it's been really good because it's allowing our customers to stay on top of it a lot better and really manage their service departments better. And they don't have to have all these, you know, places that they need to call out to. So the companies that have signed on with our Flex Plan and now Flexibility are finding great value in the ability to, you know, have, they're cutting their processes down, and it cuts our processes down, and it's just a much more efficient process at this point.
Now, do you know of anybody else in the company that's doing a process like this? Because obviously, being able to hire somebody to come and do a project is one thing, but this flex plan where you can sort of prepay and then I've got you just on a retainer. Is anybody else doing that?
I am not aware of anybody else doing that.
It seems new to me.
Yeah. It spawned out of I had a customer, we were doing work with them all over the country. And, it was literally a daily affair of them calling us up, getting a PO, and then us setting up a job. I mean, it was a whole thing. And they were like, there's got to be an easier way. And he said, boy, it'd just be great if I could just buy a block of hours. And I kind of chuckled. I was like, all right, sure. That sounds like a great idea. And the more I thought about it, I was like, wow, that actually pretty good. So I literally wrote up the plan and with my thoughts on how this would work. And I emailed the customer my plan. And he wrote back. And I said, yeah, I'm just looking for your feedback. And he sent me back a purchase order for 100
to
hours.
To buy your hours.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. So I should probably tell accounting that we're going to be doing this. And the rest
this
of the company.
Thing,
yeah, this is actually real because we got an order for it. So that's kind of what spawned it, and it's just been growing. And, we have a few dozen customers now that are using it religiously. And, we include in that a 48-hour SLA. So that's been really important as well because it gives them really a priority by being part of the Flex Plan, the flexibility program now.
Yeah, a little bit of a priority there. I like that idea. So I'm curious, what happens if I don't use all my hours at the end of a year?
That's a fantastic question. Everybody asks that. So if you don't use them by the end of the year and you renew for the next year, we'll roll the hours over.
Okay.
So you don't lose them. If you decide that the service isn't really for you, well, that's they're my hours now.
Yeah, gotcha.
I mean, it's pretty standard with any pre-purchase type of program like that. But, we have yet now, since we started this 2 years ago, have yet to have any customer actually not use all their hours in less than a year. Most customers are re-upping 2 and 3 times a year because once they get it gets into the fiber of their company and their employees see that it's easy to use, it makes their jobs easier.
Yep.
They seem to come to us a lot more.
That was my next question. Yeah. Is I assumed that you had some way to where I could just continue to add hours. The project ballooned out way bigger than I thought, or I like your work here. I've got another one coming on. Let's just go ahead and keep tacking hours on.
Yeah, we've made it so easy that the portal, when you log on, if you're below 10 hours, it lets you know, hey, time to re-up your contract. So before they can put in a service ticket, they need to get in touch with us to re-up. So we're
so do you sell it in blocks, and is there a minimum amount that I have to buy?
Yep.
How's that work?
So we started 100 hours as a minimum block, and that sold at $105 an hour. Mm-hmm. And then you get discounts at $250 and at $500.
Fantastic.
So which works out pretty well. So most people try out a 100-hour plan, and typically people will burn through that in 2 months or so. And then then they're looking at $250, and we've got some customers now that are buying 500-hour blocks and chewing them up pretty quick.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting. And the other thing that it does too is if you buy like 500 hours, and let's say you have customers in areas that maybe we don't have resources, Des Moines, Iowa, or Omaha, Nebraska, just areas that aren't very dense with AV population, but still have needs in there, we can travel people in and we'll convert the hours into travel dollars.
Gotcha.
So they don't have to go and create additional POs and things of that nature. So, and that's all documented now in the flexibility portal.
That is a really nice feature. I like that you can convert those hours into other things, because on my end, I deal with state billing. So sometimes that can be really complex and time consuming. Being able to, they just see one line item.
Right. It makes life so much easier.
Yeah.
And listen, nobody likes going back and creating paperwork. It's one of those things, once I started running my own business and realizing what it takes on the back end, it was very easy early in my career when you're on sales side, because you're like, hey, that's other people's work. Well, there's a lot of behind the scenes, and especially running a service operation.
Yeah.
Because it's lots of little transactions, streamlining it was important to us.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to hang out with me today. If people aren't here at Infocom, where can they find out more about you and your products?
So we're on the web.
For services.
You can go to herman-is.com where we're at. We are at booth 2447 today, so if you want to come by, we're demoing our flexibility at the booth, and if you go and stop by our booth, you can enter to win a trip to South Beach.
Nice.
So we're doing a little incentive to come by and see us and hear more about us. So.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Chris, I really enjoyed talking to you today.
All right, thank you, Gary.
Thanks so much. Well, that does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. If you would like to listen to more podcasts like this, you can go to our microsite for Infocom 2019. That's ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you happen to be here in sunny Orlando, Florida, come on by the Peerless AV booth. That's booth number 3429. We'd love to see you.